With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Colorado budget analysts are giving state lawmakers a glimpse at which programs might be cut due to financial fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. Scott Franz has more.
The biggest cuts might have to come from the education budget, which accounts for more than a third of the state's general fund. The cost-cutting measures could halt the construction of new schools in rural districts and reduce scholarships for college students. And if the economic forecast gets even worse, full-day kindergarten funding could also be in jeopardy. Lawmakers are currently bracing for a $3 billion deficit next year because of the virus outbreak. They will get a new revenue forecast on May 12th and begin working on the budget soon after that. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
The Roaring Fork Transportation Authority is preparing to gradually increase its services, possibly sometime next month. The announcement comes after routes to and from Rifle were restored. Officials said with local stay-at-home orders expiring in early May, ridership throughout the valley will likely increase. And that increased service would require more bus drivers. But RAFTA currently reports around 50 employees are absent for being high risk to COVID-19, about 15% of its staff. They expect to hire more bus drivers in the coming months to meet potential increased demand. Over the next several days, we're talking with local business owners and community members about how the governor's safer at home order affects them. Today, we hear from Carbondale resident Brenda Rivera. She and her husband have been working from home while they care for their three-year-old daughter, Lucy. Lucy's daycare reopened this week, but she won't be going back right now. That's because the Riveras live with and care for an autistic man with a history of pneumonia. They can't risk Lucy bringing COVID-19 home. Even though her daycare is taking precautions like temperature checks at the door and masks for children three and older.
Realistically, I don't see my three-year-old keeping a mask on. And so having her go to school and possibly be exposed is just a risk that we aren't willing to take right now, even though it does sound like her daycare is being very cautious. I think that the unknown of the whole situation is probably the hardest for us, just because we are going to have to pay to save her spot, and that makes it a little difficult for us because doing that for 1 month or 2 month is realistic, but doing it for 6 months or for longer, that's just gonna have to be a different conversation that my husband and I have. We will send her back when it doesn't feel like we're gambling.
That was Brenda Rivera talking about the decision to keep her daughter home from daycare. It reopened this week under the new Safer at Home order. Tomorrow, we continue our Anything But Normal series. We hear from one local fitness center about what they're doing to keep clients safe. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.